Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ. Chapter 20. The glory of Christ as the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Topic A. The introduction to the expression priestly order and the order of Melchizedek. The order of Melchizedek is an expression that may cause some discomfort to some people by the mere fact of their lack of knowledge, both in terms of what, according to the scriptures, might be a priestly order and concerning what or to whom the name Melchizedek is referring. On the other hand, when the initial barrier of relating to what is unfamiliar is overcome, we may see in the scriptures that the expression order of Melchizedek, presented in contrast to the order of Aaron, is extremely useful to enrich and clarify even more broadly and precisely what has already been commented on in the last chapters about the first and second priesthoods, the laws and the covenants associated with them, as well as about the importance and purpose that the priesthood theme represents for the life of all human beings. Remembering that it is through the type of priesthood to which a person joins that one may also succeed or not regarding an appropriate relationship with God, thus establishing the theme of the priesthood as one of the most essential subjects of all life, it is no wonder that the Lord, through the scriptures, seeks to show us the indispensable condition and details of this theme through a variety of angles and approaches. The perspective from several points on the same theme does not only aim to reaffirm or strengthen the understanding that the Lord wants people to have on this theme, but also so that some aspects that have not yet been evidenced might be perceived in a more notorious way. So, especially in the book of Hebrews, we see that the person through whom it was written makes a very explicit exhortation of the relevance that the theme of the order of Melchizedek represents for a Christian. Nevertheless, even before we try to advance in the deepening of some more specific characteristics of the subject in reference, we understand that it is worth mentioning that this subject has a very special particularity to be approached and learned more appropriately. The theme of the order of Melchizedek is presented in the book of Hebrews so that all Christians may access it without distinction, but, at the same time, it is also presented with an alert that if a person does not take a proper attitude towards it, one may come to think that the book of Hebrews presents the theme in reference as a subject of difficult interpretation or hard to explain, which is not what is described by the author of this book. What the book of Hebrews informs us is that the theme of the order of Melchizedek is hard to explain if a person makes oneself negligent or becomes dull of hearing concerning actually understanding it, showing that an individual does not achieve its understanding through a frivolous or superfluous attitude that many people who even call themselves Christians adopt regarding the Lord's scriptures. The scriptures equated the theme of the order of Melchizedek with the subject of the word of righteousness, which has been explained more broadly in the material on the gospel of the righteousness of God, showing that it is solid or very substantial food for those who want to become exercised by the word of God also to be able to discern not only good, but also evil. The proposition of the scriptures to present the order of Melchizedek as a theme associated with the word of God's righteousness intends to cooperate so that a Christian who dedicates oneself to this theme also passes from being an infant or immature in the faith to a condition of being a mature person and firmly established in the Lord and the new covenant he offers. Let us see, then, a part of the book of Hebrews that introduces us more specifically to the order of Melchizedek and that presents us an exhortation so that, in no way, we should abstain from this theme. Hebrews 4, 13-5, 14. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness. Because of this he is required as for the people, so also for himself, to offer sacrifices for sins. And no man takes this honor to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he also says in another place, "You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek," who, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications, with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. 0 Called by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Plus. Of whom we have much to say, and hard to explain, or of difficult interpretation, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. The subject of the Lord Jesus being also the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek is not a mere elementary subject, it is solid food. On the other hand, it is also not a difficult subject to be understood when a person is willing in God to do it. Because of contempt for topics such as the order of Melchizedek, many Christians have fallen short in understanding the word of the righteousness God and the heavenly kingdom. That is why, too, so many people have been repeatedly and for a long time deceived by ministries that preach a different or pretended gospel and by ministries that try to use principles of the first and outdated priesthood in parallel with the Christian life, as if the eternal Lord would accept a combination of both. Those who play infants and negligent with themes such as the order of Melchizedek and the so-called word of righteousness become vulnerable to being deceived by mentors and instructors who only repeatedly offer them spiritual milk or even perverse teachings, for many of these mentors know that the day people start to eat solid food, they will also stop being under their tutorship and will follow the path that the heavenly high priest Jesus shows them. After the possibility of living and walking through faith in Christ has been revealed to the world, no one needs the help of tutors, educators, and the law of the first priesthood to relate to God, because according to the order of Melchizedek, all who receive it are also called to live and walk guided by the eternal and supreme heavenly high priest also called the Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 3:24-4, 9. Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. But then, indeed, when you did not know God, you served those which by nature are not God's. But now after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements, to which you desire again to be in bondage? Sometimes, it seems to us that up to the present moment in history, most Christians have not yet grasped the greatness of what is offered to us in Christ in His condition as heavenly and eternal High Priest, because they have only been interested in looking at the history of salvation provided by God through the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary and what happened before that, and have not yet appropriately looked at what started with the new covenant, whose only mediator is the Lord Jesus Himself. And by not advancing in the understanding of the current position of Christ as the eternal High Priest according to the order of Melchizedek and the relationship with the Lord in this attribute, many have again become prey to the things already declared by the Lord as obsolete. Due to the fact that they do not grow and become established in what is new for them in Christ, as we mentioned in the previous chapter, many people have fallen again into slavery from which they had already been freed or from which they could already be freed. We used the expression "it seems to us" in one of the paragraphs above because it is unknown to us how millions of Christians lived over the centuries, and because it might be that many of them found these truths and lived them without being reported in the written history, being recorded perhaps only in heaven. That is why it is always risky to say, for example, that there was never a large group or that only the minority sought this truth. But the fact is that there is currently little literature, except the Scriptures, that seeks to address Christ's position as the heavenly High Priest and who is alive, active, and interacting with those who believe in God through Him. Thus, once this initial consideration is presented about the theme of the order of Melchizedek having been made available to all Christians and that it can be learned satisfactorily by all those who are willing in the Lord to grow in the life of faith also through the knowledge of the word of righteousness, we would like to move on to a more specific approach to the term order and the expression order of Melchizedek. First, then, the order of Melchizedek, to put it briefly, is another way of expressing, in other words, and from different angles, what comes to be the second priesthood or the priesthood in Christ and that God manifested to the world through the Lord Jesus when also, through Christ, He declared the first priesthood, its law and its old covenant as revoked, obsolete, or outdated. If, on the other hand, we go a little further on the particular way that the order of Melchizedek is treated in the book of Hebrews, we may see that this theme, in a sense, as we also commented at the beginning of this chapter, is divided into two topics that complement each other, namely 1. The aspect of the term order or the expression priestly order. 2. The aspect of the specific name of the order that receives a higher highlight, that is, the name Melchizedek. Looking, then, first, at the aspect of the word order, we point out that its use in the book of Hebrews is more related to the general set of facts that took place, foundations, instructions, positions, functions, and services of a priesthood to which it refers. The name Melchizedek, on the other hand, is more related to the profile of the high priest who acts in the respective order, which the Scriptures also present in contrast to the order of Aaron, so that we have highlighted some points of opposition between them, even though the glory of the order of Melchizedek is described as infinite and incomparably superior. Therefore, so that we may approach both the aspect of the term order and the name Melchizedek in a more appropriate way, we understand that it is more productive to address the two points in more than one chapter, where, in this chapter, we will seek to approach more the matter of the set or order called according to Melchizedek, letting the more detailed observation on the specific name of the order to the next chapter. Associated with the priesthoods highlighted in the book of Hebrews, The word order has seemed to us to have been presented as a term that seeks to express in a grouped way the whole set of factors that could be associated with the order of Melchizedek or the order of Aaron without having to mention all their details repeatedly, which would also be impossible. And this, in the sense of defining these two types of priesthoods as sets that can be compared to show their differences and make evident that they are entirely different and incompatible concerning each other. By observing the use of the term order in the book of Hebrews, we may notice that it seeks to encompass, at the same time, a systemic or global perspective of the priestly orders mentioned in it and also a perspective on some central points regarding how they operate. Throughout the book of Hebrews, the use of the term order seeks to cover not only some main characteristics of the two orders mentioned in them, but also to point to the origin and even the system of succession and genealogy that is adopted in each type of priesthood exposed in it. When the book of Hebrews provides a reference to the removal of one type of priesthood for the establishment of another different, and this under the name of priestly orders, this reference informs us that one whole priesthood is removed and a whole other priesthood is established, without failing to remove any of the details that make up the priesthood declared as obsolete and without failing to establish any of the aspects that make up the priesthood revealed by God in Christ Jesus. It is worth remembering here again that the main focus of the book of Hebrews is to highlight and exalt the order of Melchizedek, but, in part, this might also be done by showing what the order of Melchizedek is not in comparison with the priestly order that was taken away by God through Christ Jesus. Considering that on the present subject it has already been seen several times that changing from one priesthood system to another necessarily implies a change of the law pertinent to each priesthood, it is also by comparing their respective laws and their characteristics that the things that make them up and what respectively are not pertinent to them may become more evident. The order of Melchizedek is indeed vastly different from the order of Aaron, and for this too, it is why the knowledge of the characteristics of one order helps to understand the definition or the characteristics of the other. Seeing the theme of the priesthood from the perspective of a priestly order allows, in this way, to see in a grouped way some of the main characteristics that should not be overlooked in a subject of such relevance and greatness. Thus, and to make the analysis of some of the main characteristics of the order of Melchizedek more productive, we will try to present some of its comparisons with the order of Aaron in a more structured way in some new topics exposed below in this same chapter.